Airport upgrades. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today discussing airport improvements he says are possible with the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Speaking at Boston's Logan Airport, President Biden lamented the state of U.S. terminals.
Not a single solitary American airport, not one, ranks in the top 25 in the world.
But the president says record investments from the bipartisan infrastructure law will turn that trend, including a $50 million modernization project at Logan's Terminal E.
A bright modern terminal. You know you're in the 21st century, in the greatest country in the world, one of the finest cities in the country.
The infrastructure law sets aside about $15 billion in airport-related projects.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Donald Trump's lawyers dismissed as a storage dispute the former president's retention of top-secret documents at his Florida home, urging a judge today to keep in place a directive that temporarily halted key aspects of the Justice Department's criminal probe. The Trump team also said it opposed the candidates the Justice Department proposed for an independent arbiter, who is to be tasked with reviewing the documents seized during the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago. The Justice Department has asked the judge to lift that hold and said it would contest her ruling to a federal appeals court. King Charles III addressed Scottish Parliament for the first time as monarch today, discussing his mother's service to their nations from an early age.
As we now mark with gratitude a promise most faithfully fulfilled, I am determined with God's help and with yours to follow that inspiring example.
Members of the royal family held a vigil by the Queen's coffin at Edinburgh's St. Giles Cathedral in Scotland. Stocks ending the day in positive territory, all three indexes closing with gains. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Teachers trained in fields like special education are in short supply across the nation. Birmingham, Alabama special education teacher Timothy Allison says he believes more teachers are needed to meet each student's individual needs.
Every time you look around, there's a need for a special education teacher.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there are over 350,000 open positions in schools. A 67-year-old man has died after a motorboat flipped during a Colorado River trip inside Grand Canyon National Park. Officials say the boat overturned Saturday afternoon at Bedrock Rapid, which is a rafting experts say is a large rocky island that divides the river into the left and right channels. Four other people were hurt. An uncrewed space capsule landed safely after the rocket carrying it failed after launch in West Texas this morning.
Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company has been launching people into suborbital flights for a while aboard their craft called New Shepard. An uncrewed flight this morning was going as normal until its booster rocket caught fire during ascent.
It appears we've experienced an anomaly with today's flight. This was unplanned, and we don't have any details yet. But our crew capsule was able to escape successfully.
From Blue Origin's own flight telecast, the capsule's abort system, where it detaches and uses its own engines to get away from the exploding rocket, worked perfectly, and the capsule parachuted to the ground as expected. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Freight railroads and their unions are facing increasing pressure to settle their contract dispute before Friday's looming strike deadline. It stems from concerns that halting railroad deliveries of raw materials and finished products would be, in the words of the head of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, an economic disaster. A White House official said President Biden and members of his cabinet were in touch with the unions and railroads today as part of their efforts to avert such a strike. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.